the story of many a man who graveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb. And the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs, and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he's still looking down at the innocent girl. She stared at the bucket, bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and the giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist, when she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked mean.
They held the puppet on the run.
chilly lake that lay beside the town. At last, a peaceful moment when she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. She shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her eyes, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down through the eerie green teeth. And the sound of laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away through a tranquil but motionless sleep.